Yeah, it was definitely really that bad. It was crazy. So I went up there, and we knew we were going to pull the dish out, and we brought up a water bottle that the idea was we were going to put the end of the Ethernet cord into that and then tape the heck out of it, so it's kind of in a semi-sealed environment and isolated from the elements. And so I knelt down, and I grabbed my screwdriver and 13-millimeter wrench and started trying to unscrew the dish from the pipe, and you know, just out of the corner of my eye, that water bottle started to take off, and I didn't really think much of it because, you know, it seemed like it went right over the cable tray, but then I thought I saw it just get stuck in the corner of the roof. You know, there's that little ledge, and so I only looked away for like 2 seconds, and then I stood up to go get it because I didn't want it to blow off the roof, but I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked everywhere, and it was just gone. It was just no longer on the roof. So you know, you put a little empty water bottle down for 2 seconds, and the wind just threw it completely off the roof. And so, I mean, that was actually kind of lucky because it was a lesson learned. Because then I had, in order to unplug the Ethernet from the dish, I have to take a cover off of the dish. And so, you know, I take the cover off and I set the cover down, and it starts to blow away too. And I'm like, nope, I am not. Quick break for time.